A peculiar hallucination grips modern civilization, one far more dangerous than any drug-induced fantasy. We believe ourselves to be isolated islands of consciousness, skin-wrapped packages of selfhood floating through an alien universe. This delusion, argues one of the 20th century's most provocative philosophers, lies at the root of our environmental catastrophes, technological anxieties, and profound sense of meaninglessness. We don't merely misunderstand ourselves. We've forgotten the most fundamental truth of existence. We aren't separate beings who came into this world. We are expressions of it, like waves rising from the ocean or apples growing from trees. Every attempt to conquer nature, control our futures, or escape our mortality flows from this single misperception that I exists as something separate from everything else. Society's deepest taboo isn't sex or death, it's identity itself. We teach children reproduction, but never reveal who they fundamentally are, creating a civilization convinced they're isolated egos piloting meat suits through a hostile world. Listen to how we speak, "I have a body," rather than "I am a body." We distinguish what we supposedly control, "I speak, I walk," from what merely happens, "My heart beats, my hair grows." Most Westerners locate their eye behind the eyes, like a tiny commander in the skull's control room. Science tells a different story. Quantum physics reveals no clear boundary between observer and observed. Your body replaces nearly all its cells every 7 years. What persists is a pattern, not a substance, like a whirlpool maintaining form while water flows through it. We cling to this ego illusion desperately. Viewing nature as other, we've assaulted the environment we depend upon, polluting our air, poisoning our water, destabilizing our climate. The ego trick doesn't just create psychological suffering, it threatens our collective survival. Children grasp what adults forget. Opposites are inseparable. Day needs night. Sound requires silence. Solid objects need empty space. You can't have one side of a coin without the other. Yet our culture plays white versus black, treating opposites as enemies rather than complements. We wage war against death, darkness, and chaos. Unlike animals living fully present, humans make death the ultimate bogey, filling the void of not knowing with ghoulish fantasies. But death isn't failure. It's life's necessary completion, as essential as birth. Hindu mythology understood differently. The universe appears and disappears in cosmic cycles because even God tires of the same thing. The divine plays hide-and-seek with itself, pretending to be rocks, stars, plants, and people, playing so convincingly it forgets where it hid. When viewing events through conscious attention's narrow slit, we mistake them for separate phenomena connected by cause and effect, like watching a cat pass a fence crack and concluding heads cause tails. Life isn't disconnected events. It's a unified process with inseparable features, like peaks and valleys of a single mountain range. Our quest for order increasingly restricts the freedom it promises. State parks bristle with regulations, transforming wild spaces into managed zones. Police question people walking without purpose. High-speed travel connects identical shopping centers and hotels. Everywhere resembles everywhere else. We video chat with Tokyo while ignoring our neighbors, connected globally yet isolated locally. This points towards something stranger, a bioelectronic network where individuals share thoughts instantaneously and collective consciousness emerges. Yet predictability comes at profound cost. The more certainly we know the future, the less wonder remains. Modern science reveals that every person is essentially a pattern of motion containing no permanent substance. The fundamental paradox persists. Increasing power doesn't automatically confer wisdom. Controlling our control systems creates an endless loop. Automated phone systems and algorithmic decision-making become bureaucracies so convoluted they undermine their purposes. This trap originates from a deeper misconception. We've imposed rigid conceptual grids on an inherently fluid universe, attempting to divide the indivisible into measurable units. Western thought replaced one restrictive paradigm with another. The world became an enormous mechanism governed by immutable laws but lacking intelligence. Self-described naturalists initiated the most aggressive campaign against nature in human history, treating the environment as a resource to conquer rather than a system to understand. Society traps us in contradictory commands that create psychological paralysis. Just be natural, making naturalness impossible. Stop being self-conscious, increasing self-awareness. Try to relax, creating tension through effort. These self-contradictory rules generate perpetual anxiety because they're inherently impossible to satisfy. True spontaneity, like genuine love or creativity, emerges organically, not through conscious effort. Our civilization oscillates between viewing individuals as sacred or as interchangeable economic units. Yet there's a third perspective, seeing each person as a unique expression of the universal whole, like waves on an ocean. This maintains individual significance while dissolving the isolating ego that creates anxiety. The education system exemplifies this pattern, conditioning students to always prepare for the next stage, from elementary school through retirement planning, without teaching present moment living. Life becomes an endless series of preparations for fulfillment that never arrives, creating a society that knows how to work toward goals but struggles to find satisfaction now. Many supposed realities are social fictions. Separate things, independent egos, conflicting opposites, death as evil, humans controlling nature. Fictions work when recognized as such, enabling cooperation through shared systems like measurements and language. Problems arise when fictions masquerade as facts. The deeper trouble, defining ourselves through self-contradictory fictions, particularly seeing ourselves as separate beings in the world rather than actions of the world. In Gestalt theory, no figure exists without background. Shown a circle, we see a circle, not a wall with a hole. Boundaries are shared. One's outline is another's inline. Scientists cannot describe an organism's behavior without describing its environment. An ant walking requires ground, food sources, atmosphere, social structures. We're studying organism-environment fields, ecology itself. Language misleads by requiring actions performed by things. A verb emphasizing language, peopling, not people, braining, not brains, would clarify. Everything labeled a noun is demonstrably a process. If behavior is intelligible only through environment, then intelligent behavior implies an intelligent environment. Human intelligence requires not just human society, but the non-human environment where society flourishes. Earth implied humans, just as humans imply that planetary stage. Humans possess unique self-awareness. We think about thinking and know that we know. Yet understanding oneself is paradoxically difficult when so close to it. Philosophical disputes often reduce to arguments between prickly people, tough-minded, precise, and gooey people, tender-minded romantics. Genuine progress requires correlative vision, understanding that all explicit opposites are implicit allies. This isn't mere oneness opposed to multiplicity, but what ancient wisdom calls non-duality. If self and other are poles of a single process, that is our true existence. Poets use the universe's vastness to reflect on human insignificance, forgetting that through human consciousness, electrical pulsation becomes light, color, and sound. In looking out at the world, we forget the world is looking at itself through our eyes. You are it, the universe experiencing itself from this vantage point. This recognition doesn't inflate the ego, it dissolves it entirely. You were never separate from the dance. You are the dancing itself. Now live accordingly, not from the cramped perspective of an isolated self, but as the universe waking up to its own magnificent game.